He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Joining me today is Alan Castles. He has been immersed in pharmaceutical policy research for the past 18 years. His book, Selling Sickness, How the World's Biggest Pharmaceutical Companies Are Turning Us All Into Patients, was an international bestseller, actually published in 12 languages. And he has a new book called Seeking Sickness, Medical Screening and the Misguided Hunt for Disease. It was just released and has been having rave reviews. Alan, welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with, who exactly is seeking the sickness? Is it the patient? Is it the doctor? Is it the drug company? Is it the diaper company? Or is the answer all of the above?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's all of the above, really. Obviously, medical screening, and of course we're talking about looking for disease in otherwise healthy people, people who have no symptoms, have no bumps, lumps, or other signs of disease, submitting themselves to tests to find illness before it can go on to hurt you. I think the screening industry is largely driven by well-meaning people, though consumers are often confused and bamboozled as to whether they're going to benefit or not. And there's an awful lot of money to be made in convincing people that they might be sick and they should get tested.
I think you're very kind to those screening companies. I don't think they're necessarily really concerned about the patient's well-being, or they would read the studies showing that the screening does not extend lives. It just creates diagnoses to sell diapers.
Well, yes. So do you want me to tell you why the diapers is part of the game?
I would love to. I keep bringing it up. I'm throwing it out there.
Okay, so one of the common screening tests, probably one of the most common screening tests for men, is what's called the PSA test. And most men over 40 or 50 are going to be told by their doctor, you're getting to that age, you should have your prostate examined to see if there's any signs of cancer. They can do this through a digital exam, or they can also do this through a simple blood test. And the blood test measures a level of an antigen in your blood, which can indicate whether you've got signs of prostate cancer. What most men aren't told, though, before they go into that test, is that prostate cancer will kill about 3% of men. That is, 3 out of 100 men who live a long and normal life will die from prostate cancer. Though about 60 or 70% of us will have signs of prostate cancer and will actually live with prostate tumors often. So 60 or 70% of us are going to have signs of cancer in our bodies.
Right. We will live a normal life, and if an autopsy is done, they will find it, but it was of no consequence.
Absolutely.
It was not going to kill. This was not going to kill you. That's the key thing we have to kind of teach people, that they can actually live with this. But the problem is when they hear the word cancer, doc, get it out of me. I want it out. I want it out right now.
Absolutely. And in fact, I guess what I'm preaching in this book, if I can say that this is my podium, and that is,
it is.
That before you go into any sort of screening test, whether it's a prostate exam, a breast exam, a colon cancer check, even a test for dementia or mental illness, you need to know ahead of time what are the bad things that could happen. And I'll tell you, with prostate cancer screening, the most likely thing to happen is that they will find something, and that will lead to what we call the cascade of interventions. They will say, oh, Alan, you have a high PSA reading. We're going to send you for a biopsy. Now, without telling you that there's many things that could cause your PSA to rise, including riding a bicycle, having had sex recently, a number of things. So having a high PSA test might be perfectly normal.
Right, and you could wait. You could wait a few months and repeat it.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, you've had the test. You've got the presence of a high level, and I won't say what a high level is. I mean, the doctor will have defined it in a certain way, and you'll get sent for biopsy. Now, biopsy involves very small, sharp needles, several of them, sometimes a dozen at a time, that will perforate the rectum and go into your prostate and extract samples. When that happens, it's not exactly pleasant, and it has adverse effects. So some of those adverse effects would be severe infections, sepsis, including one study that I looked at and of men in Ontario that had a biopsy. 4% of them were hospitalized with serious infections. Some of those men died from the biopsy.
That's a big number, because there's a lot of people getting biopsy.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you think, well, 4%, you might say, well, 4% is not that much. Well, 4% of the hundreds of thousands of men who are sent for prostate biopsies, that's a lot of people who are being injured just from the test.
Right. So what do I do? What do I do as an internist? I don't want to cause harm. And but I also need to, at the same time, alleviate my patient's fear of this thing called death that no one wants to experience,
right,
yet we all will. Study after study, I read telling me it's a terrible screening test. Mm-hmm. Stop doing it. Let's call it evidence-based medicine is saying not to do it.
Yeah.
But there is a clamor from the troops that want it, and I don't have 20 minutes to explain it to them.
Right. There are some fairly.
Can you talk to them? Can I have them call you before I see them for their annual physical?
They can read the chapter of my book. Certainly. In fact, a friend of mine who's a doctor told me the other day that he had that very instance where a patient came in and was demanding his PSA tested, and he said, "Tell you what, you go read Alan Castle's chapter on this book from this book, and then come back.
So you're saying, are you saying, Alan, that I can copy that chapter for free and not deal with copyright issues and give it to my patients?
No, you're not saying that.
We want them to buy the book.
Buying the book might be helpful, because there's other things that the book might protect them from. But back to the PSA just for one second. You might say, well, what's wrong with getting your PSA test and having a biopsy other than the potential adverse effects? Well, the most likely outcome is that you will end up having treatment for prostate cancer. And that treatment, more often than not, will be overdiagnosis. So you're being treated for something that would never have gone on to hurt you. And that treatment could include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and so on.
And you name it.
And there's a good likelihood, in fact, there's a good chance that once you've been through that treatment, again, for something that's not likely to hurt you, you will end up either impotent or incontinent or both. So that's where the diaper reference comes in. And if you don't believe me that men end up in diapers after this, then all you have to do is look at one of the major patient groups that are out promoting PSA testing, and they are sponsored by a company that makes, guess what,
diapers.
Adult diapers. so
Alan, I have to cut you off. We have to follow the money and do some critical thinking, and every male needs to read Alan's new book, Seeking Sickness. Alan is a best-selling author. He can be found on Twitter at AKA Castles, or his website, www.alancastles.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Remember, don't let anybody do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.